Well, it's Tuesday the 4th of September, and although the skies are pretty clear and the sun is blazing its way through the trees, albeit at a much slower level now, it does feel like September. In fact, it feels like late September with the temperature. It's quite cool this morning. And I'm not going to sit in my wee shed. Well, not at the moment anyway. Simply because I'm trying to catch a bit of that sun. But it's so screened from the trees at the bottom of the garden. There's no power behind it. So I may shelter there in the next couple of minutes. Had a great sleep last night, right through. I did wake, of course. I never not wake. But I did wake, but apart from that, it was good. It was good to wake at 7 o'clock this morning and not having actually got out of bed during the night. So, what a difference. Ah, found a sunny bit just round the corner. That's much, much better. Much, much better. That's catching news this morning, just a bit. Terrible, the number of people that have drowned this year. It's terrible. Mothers and fathers and children. Some in very strange circumstances. Two yesterday in I think it was in a lake or a river down there in England. That's a strange one, I admit, but even those have been lost at sea, and another mother lost in the seas in Cornwall, down Bude. Yeah, terrible tragedies. Thinking of Pilgrim Chris at the moment. It just jumped into my head for no apparent reason. And I was listening to his audiobook with the two Irish lassies, the two Finolas, and I think he almost got outgunned. I think he salvaged his manhood at the end of the audiobook. But he was in rough water for a while. Those girls were well up for him. It's great to hear back from Chris. I'm really, really pleased he's sending these audiobooks back so that we can, some of us, if we're interested, can follow him on his pilgrimage. And I'm sure it's going to be really intriguing, the audio booth that's going to come back from Chris. He's only on day four, I think, of his actual walking pilgrimage. So lots to come yet. It's funny how time goes in so quick. I mean, really quick. And they say that as you get older, the days go in quicker, the weeks go in quicker. I remember my mum saying that to me way back. I do, I honestly remember. In a conversation, when I was at an age where a day seemed to last forever and a week was a month. And over the years of growing older, I appreciate what she says. Because myself and my wife, we talk about it often. It's, where did the day go? Where did the week go? And utterings like, would you believe that it's a week ago since we did? And then you go, yes, it's hard to believe it was a week ago or a month ago. It does fly in. I don't know why. Why does it fly in or appear to fly in quicker as you go older? When a kid, a day was a lifetime of adventure. Is it because as you get older, life is not as exciting and every minute is not as precious to you? Every minute is not filled with energy, enthusiasm and childish things. Maybe that's why as we get older and older and older, we block out, our brain blocks out the daily mundane parts of our life and reverts to that wee cupboard, the back of the brain, the wee cupboard that says under 16s only. Maybe one day I'll be venturing back, further back into that corner of my brain and remembering the code of the combination padlock to open that cupboard and step inside, close it behind me. And I'll be honest with you, my time comes, if that happens to me and I'm in that wee cupboard, I'm going to have a ball. I'm just going to absolutely have a ball. It'll be full of trees to climb, burns to jump in, we're fully clothed. Balls to kick up and down, and days that never end. Now, that would be a nice wee period of my life. If I could relive that, even for a wee bit. I think the child is always in us. Some of us just don't let the child out. I'm glad I'm still full of fun and capers. I wouldn't want to close that door forever. Ever. Life would be sad without some fun. Anyway, time to go back in. Tea is chilling off really quick this morning. Such is the temperature, but hey. What a wonderful morning. Clear skies. Sun shining. Fresh air. Tea. And companions at the other end of this line.